doesn't like Russian humor, often based on the bitter reality of the ex-Soviet Union's dysfunctional communist tyranny? It's delightfully dark. The 1986 nuclear accident at Chernobyl was perfect fodder for Russian jokes. Grandpa, is it true there was an accident at Chernobyl nuclear power plant? Yes, there was, answered Grandpa, patting the boy's head. Grandpa, is it true that it had no consequences? Yes, absolutely, no consequences, answered Grandpa, patting the boy's second head. Back in the days when Russians were being lied to about Chernobyl, the lying was done by Soviet propaganda sheets pretending to be newspapers. The two biggest such were Pravda, the official organ of the Communist Party, and Izvestia, the official organ of the government. In Russian, Pravda means truth and Izvestia means news, so naturally the two names inspired a popular saying, quote, "In the truth there is no news and in the news there is no truth," unquote. That's pretty much where we stand in the United States now. There is no truth in our news anymore. It's all propaganda. We can't trust one single word the mainstream media tell us. This past week, Robin Roberts returned to Good Morning America from her battle against cancer and interviewed Michelle Obama. During the interview, Mrs. Obama said something that was so inaccurate it was embarrassing. So ABC News simply erased it. With clever camera switches and precise editing, people watching never knew what happened, never saw the First Lady uttering nonsense. This technological type of dishonesty is commonplace now. After the Sandy Hook shooting, a grieving father testified at a public hearing, and MSNBC edited the video to make it seem like pro-gun lobbyists in the audience were heckling him. Here are the exact words of the MSNBC host. A father's grief interrupted by the cries of a heckler. That was the scene today in Hartford, Connecticut. In real life, the father turned to the audience and asked a question, which, after an awkward pause, two or three people answered. There was no heckling and no disrespect. MSNBC invented the whole story. Last year, when Trayvon Martin was shot, the news media went nuts trying to sell the concocted tale of a white racist executing an innocent black youngster. First thing they did was create a fake picture. Using a Facebook photo of Trayvon wearing a hoodie, they lightened the skin and narrowed the face to make him look younger. That picture, the fake one, was the picture that accompanied news stories across America. As for George Zimmerman, the so-called white Hispanic guy who shot Trayvon, they used an outdated mugshot of him in prison attire. Sometimes they went even further and used a photo of Trayvon taken 6 years earlier, so Americans would see a 10-year-old Trayvon side by side with a burly guy in an orange jumpsuit. Gee, which one is the bad guy? There's no level too low for the news media to sink. NBC News in Miami edited Zimmerman's 911 call to make him sound racist. What people heard on NBC was Zimmerman saying, "This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black." In real life, he said, "This guy looks like he's up to no good. Or he's on drugs or something. It's raining and he's just walking around, looking about." Then the 911 dispatcher said, "Okay, and this guy, is he black, white, or Hispanic?" To which Zimmerman replied, "He looks black." Eager to join the lynch mob, ABC News showed the video of Zimmerman arriving at the police station and declared, quote, "A police surveillance video taken the night that Trayvon Martin was shot dead shows no blood or bruises on George Zimmerman," unquote. Except viewers couldn't actually see his head because ABC News covered it with the words ABC News. The raw police footage without the ABC News graphic showed a gaping wound on the back of Zimmerman's head. The examples are endless. 2 years ago, Ed Schultz on MSNBC admitted that he hires fake callers to call his show. Ed Schultz isn't the brightest bulb in the lamp, so avoiding real callers is understandable. A year earlier, a cabal of mainstream journalists was caught using a secret internet forum to coordinate propaganda that would help the Democrat Party. Also in 2010, a CBS reporter accidentally left a voicemail wherein reporters discussed inventing news stories to make Republicans look bad. Speaking of CBS, don't forget how Dan Rather's career ended. He was caught using fake National Guard memos, ostensibly from the 1960s, to attack George Bush. Unfortunately for Mr. Rather, his memos used Microsoft Word fonts invented in the 1990s. Oops. A few months ago, CNBC and the Huffington Post admitted that some of their articles are written by a public relations firm hired by the Russian government. So now we know where all those propaganda experts from Pravda and Izvestia went. The mealy-mouthed liars are working for American news media now. That's today's dose of common sense.